All right, so have you ever thought about what happens after a hurricane? Like you're standing there looking at what used to be your house and thinking, okay, now what?
It's something you hope you never have to deal with, right?
Totally. And that's where understanding your insurance policy becomes less about legal jargon and more about actually, well, rebuilding your life, right?
You got it. And we're not talking about a few missing shingles here. Our source material today is all about Hurricane Milton, which was one for the record books.
Yeah, this wasn't just any storm. They called it the strongest late-season hurricane they'd ever seen.
Exactly. Think massive storm surge, relentless rain, even tornadoes, and wind. Oh man, the wind. We're talking speeds that could rip a roof right off.
The report actually used the words potentially catastrophic to describe the storm surge, which I don't even want to think about how expensive that could be.
Mm-hmm.
So how does insurance even begin to cover that?
That's where it gets interesting and tricky. See, most people think hurricane insurance and figure they're covered for everything, but it's not that straightforward. Yeah, so hurricane insurance and honestly most standard homeowners policies, they focus on wind damage. Think trees falling on houses, debris flying through windows, that sort of thing.
Okay, but what about that storm surge we talked about? The really devastating stuff.
That, my friend, is usually considered flood damage. And for that, you usually need a separate flood insurance policy.
Wait, hold on. So you could need two different policies for damage caused by the same storm?
You got it. And it's not just those two either. Depending on your situation, if you're a homeowner, a renter, a business owner, you might be looking at homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, commercial property damage insurance, even business interruption insurance. It gets complicated.
Wow. So many what ifs. It's almost like you need a special decoder ring just to figure out what kind of insurance you need and when. Speaking of figuring things out, the source material mentioned that some people call lawyers right away after a hurricane hits. Is that like a normal thing to do?
It's more common than you might think, and it makes sense when you consider what's at stake. We're not just talking about a broken window here. This is people's lives, their homes, their livelihoods, everything. Having an expert on your side who really understands the ins and outs of all these policies, especially after something as major as Hurricane Milton, can be, well, a huge relief.
So for those people who decide to go it alone, to navigate the claims process on their own, what are some of the roadblocks they might encounter? Because the source material mentioned that it's not always smooth sailing, even when you think you're covered.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even with a straightforward claim, there's just so much that can go wrong. You could be dealing with denied claims.
Like they just say, nope.
Exactly. Or you get stuck in these endless loops of delays, waiting for evaluations, waiting for payouts. You might get a lowball offer that wouldn't even cover a new doorknob, let alone a whole roof. And then there are the disputes over what damage is actually covered or demands for documentation that, well, might have blown away with the hurricane.
It sounds like even if you're the most organized person with meticulously kept records, the chaos after a hurricane throws a whole other level of difficulty on top of everything else.
It really does. And, you know, that's where having someone who actually speaks insurance on your side can be, you know, invaluable.
It's like having a translator almost, right? To help you decipher all that fine print and make sure the insurance company isn't pulling a fast one.
Exactly. They know what to look for, those little nuances in your policy that could make all the difference.
So they're not just fighting denials. They're actually making sure you're getting everything you're entitled to from the get-go.
Exactly. For example, you know, a lot of homeowners don't even realize their policies cover additional living expenses.
I'll be honest, I'm not even sure I know what that means.
So let's say your home is, well, unlivable after a hurricane. Those expenses, things like hotel bills, meals, that sort of thing, those can add up so fast, but a lawyer can actually help you access those benefits. Benefits you've already been paying for, by the way.
Wow, that could be a lifesaver, especially when you're dealing with, you know, the stress of being displaced from your home on top of everything else.
It's about taking some of that weight off your shoulders.
Absolutely. Because let's be real, who wants to spend hours on the phone with insurance adjusters after going through something like that, right?
Right, haggling over every little detail. You've got bigger things to worry about. And that's where a lawyer can really step in and handle all that for you, all that communication, all that paperwork, so you can actually focus on what matters, getting your life back on track.
It sounds like it's not just about knowing the law, but also having the capacity, the emotional bandwidth even, to deal with all that stuff. But, you know, someone listening to this might be thinking, okay, Hurricane Milton was years ago. I'm good. So what's like the one big takeaway you want to leave them with? What's the thing they should remember, even if they forget everything else?
Don't wait for the next Milton or the next big earthquake or fire or whatever to get your insurance in order. Review your policies now. And I mean really review them. Don't just skim and go, yep, looks familiar.
Right. Actually sit down and read the fine print.
Exactly. Know your coverage limits, your deductibles, what's included, what's not. Knowledge is power, right? Especially when it comes to protecting yourself.
And speaking of protecting yourself, we touched on flood insurance earlier, and I have to admit, it's not exactly the most exciting topic.
But it's essential, though.
It's like the unsung hero of disaster preparedness.
You know, one thing to consider, and it often gets overlooked, your standard homeowner's insurance, it doesn't always cover flood damage from, for example, sewer backups, which can be a huge issue during hurricanes.
Oh, wow. See, I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that often falls through the cracks. So even if you don't think you live in a flood zone, you really have to think about the potential risks.
And decide if adding that extra layer of flood insurance is the right move for you. You know, it's funny. All this talk about Hurricane Milton and the specific types of damage it was predicted to cause has gotten me thinking. It strikes me that even though we're talking about Hurricane Milton specifically, a lot of these things we're talking about, knowing your coverage, dealing with insurance claims, even considering getting a lawyer involved, that's got to apply to, like, any major disaster, right?
Absolutely. Hurricane, wildfire, tornado, heck, even a bad hailstorm, the same principles apply.
So it's really about being prepared in general, knowing your insurance policy inside and out, and not being afraid to, you know, fight for yourself a little bit when it's necessary.
Exactly. And that's true whether the damage is to your home or your business.
Oh, right. We haven't talked much about businesses, have we?
Right. Think about business interruption insurance, for example.
That's the one that covers lost income and stuff if your business has to shut down.
Exactly. So let's say you're a restaurant owner and you have to close your doors because of hurricane damage. That type of insurance could be what allows you to reopen.
That makes sense. I guess what we keep coming back to is being proactive, not reactive. Taking the time to really understand your insurance now before anything happens, rather than trying to figure it all out when you're already in a crisis.
It's so much easier that way and less stressful in the long run.
100%.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up here, is there one final takeaway you want to leave our listeners with? If they only remember one thing from this whole conversation, what should it be?
Don't wait for a disaster, any kind of disaster, to teach you about insurance the hard way. Take some time now to understand your policies, know what your options are, and never be afraid to ask for help if you need it. Being informed is the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your business.
That is some solid advice. Well, that wraps up our deep dive today on navigating insurance after a hurricane. We hope this has given you some helpful information to feel more prepared for whatever life throws your way.